With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Iranian state television has confirmed that the second round of Iran-U.S. nuclear talks will be held in Rome after earlier confusion over where the negotiations would be held. The talks will be mediated by Oman as they were last weekend. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the federal government has exhausted all options to enforce Maine's compliance with Title IX.
We want to get states to comply with us. That's what this is about. We have repeatedly notified Maine of its infractions and urged them to remedy the situation to protect women.
And so the Trump administration now suing Maine's education department for not complying with its push to ban transgender athletes in girls' sports. The lawsuit is an escalation of a protracted dispute between the Republican administration and Democratic Governor Janet Mills. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel has no plans to change troop deployments and security zones along its border.
Israel Katz says in a statement the military will remain in the security zones as a buffer between the enemy and Israeli communities in any temporary or permanent situation in Gaza, as in Lebanon and Syria. The Palestinians and both neighboring countries view the presence of Israeli troops as a military occupation in violation of international law. Hamas has said it will not release dozens of remaining hostages without a complete Israeli withdrawal from Gaza and a lasting ceasefire. The main organization representing families of hostages says the government had promised that the hostages come first. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South African law enforcement officials rescuing an American missionary who was abducted by armed and masked men as he was preaching in the Eastern Cape province last week. Three unnamed suspects were killed in the shootout. Josh Sullivan is a 45-year-old from Tennessee. This is SRN News. A new pro-life bill in North Carolina.
The measure, introduced by Republican lawmakers, would ban most abortions as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, approximately 6 weeks into a woman's pregnancy on average. Several other states already have such measures in place. Tammy Fitzgerald of the North Carolina Values Coalition tells LifeSite.com, quote, "Our laws are less restrictive than neighboring states, causing women to pour in to obtain abortions." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Turkey has begun a new phase in sweeping restorations. One of the oldest churches on earth, the work on the nearly 1,500-year-old Hagia Sophia in Istanbul, focuses on preserving the monument's historic domes from the threat of earthquakes. Officials say the project will include reinforcing the church's main dome and half domes, and also replacing the worn lead coverings and upgrading the steel framework. This is SRN News. NVIDIA announces plans to build AI supercomputers in Texas and invest up to $500 billion in AI production within the U.S.
This marks the first time that NVIDIA will be producing its cutting-edge AI technology entirely within the United States. According to Barron's, NVIDIA has commissioned over 1 million square feet of manufacturing space in Arizona and Texas to build and test its Blackwell chips and AI supercomputers. Over the next 4 years, the company plans to produce up to $500 billion worth of AI infrastructure in the United States. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Trump administration granting nearly 70 coal-fired power plants a two-year exemption from federal requirements to reduce emissions of chemicals such as mercury, arsenic, and benzene. At least 66 coal-fired plants receiving exemptions. It follows an executive order last week by President Trump. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.